Some people would still argue that porn's cheating. I know a lot of girls in my life that think porn is cheating. I personally do not, as long as you're not hiding it. If you are hiding it, it's a problem. If you're open with me, let's watch it together. Like, I just, it all depends on how your relationship dynamic is and how open you guys are with each other. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Flings and Things. I'm your host Moni and I'm here with episode 97. I'm so sorry I took off 2 weeks. I did not mean to, but your girl was tired after her vacation and I'm still honestly tired now, but I've already been back to work for 5 days now and I'm doing life. So lots of updates. I think the last time, I don't even remember what we talked about last time, but went on an amazing vacation. My best friend got married in Cozumel. And we were supposed to do a whole family trip. I think I did mention this in my last episode, how my dad's passport couldn't get renewed because some identity theft going on. I don't remember if I talked about it. Long story short, our whole family was invited, plus Jesse. And we were all supposed to go. My sister couldn't go because of work. And then my dad's passport issue. So it ended up just being my mom, my brother, and my boyfriend. So we started our trip in Tulum and Cancun and made our way to Cozumel for the wedding and all that, all those festivities. It was really fun. It was super humid, way more humid than I expected, just because I thought, like, if it's winter, it should be like a little bit less humid. But I guess that's not the case, because technically, like, winter would have been like December, November, January. So February starts to get humid again. Definitely had some fun. Airbnb in Tulum was freaking amazing, aesthetically pleasing. I can't wait to post pictures. I'll be posting those in a couple weeks. So there's a reason I'm waiting. And also, we went snorkeling. Like, well, technically I went twice, but the boys went 3 times. Saw some fish, saw stingray, saw, it was like a barracuda. Saw quite a few things. I'm trying to think. We saw piranhas, which I thought piranhas like attack you, so I was really confused. And we saw 3 sea turtles total, which that was probably the highlight for me, aside from the stingray, because that was pretty cool at the sandbar. Other than that, it was a lot of crazy things going on during the trip. I wasn't going to talk about this on camera, but maybe I'll just wait and we'll do an episode. I think, so surprise, I'll just say it now. Jesse is going to be on here for an episode coming up soon. So continue to listen in so you guys can hear him and you guys can kind of finally meet him and hear his voice. Because I don't think any of you, well, no one really knows what he sounds like, because I've never posted a video of him talking. Only like the close people know what he sounds like because they've met him. So I think I'm going to save the story for when he's on. But basically, we had some like paranormal activity that happened in Cozumel that I know Dre and I have done an episode before about it, and I didn't really have that many experiences. Like, if that one that I still am skeptical to this day about. But if you guys know me, and please don't come for me, I have not really been a big believer of, like, the spiritual world in that aspect, like, paranormal activity. Like, obviously, like, I love watching the scary movies and stuff, but they never freak me out like other people, because I just, I don't know. I don't want to say that now, because I think my views have changed. I'm typically not a religious person. My boyfriend is. So we had quite the experience. But like I said, I'm not going to go into the details, because like, that was not the vibe of this episode today, to give you guys the chills. But we'll see. I'll probably save it for another one, or who knows. But that happened. So it was great. It was beautiful. We took a lot of pictures and all. Like I said, I'll be posting soon. I'm trying to think if there's any more updates. Work's been great. Luna's been great. We're doing a lot of little activities and projects around the house right now, so that's been also great. But I think that's pretty much it for now. So I'm just kind of going to get into, I think, like, 1 or 2 topics today. Just FYI disclaimer, I am recording on my cell phone, so I really hope that it does not stop in the middle. So my boyfriend's actually behind paying attention. That was his cue to make sure he actually pays attention. That way it doesn't go off, because I kind of got the memory card of my camera, like, stuck in the camera. So I got to deal with that next. But anyways, so yeah. So I posted a topic because I had a conversation with a girl at work, and she, we had a conversation. I'll just say that. So wanted to post it. I know Dre and I have talked about OnlyFans before and how, like, we've talked about the conversation around is OnlyFans cheating and like how that's like a boundary in a relationship. To some people, like that might not be cheating. To some people, it is. In my opinion, anything that's hidden or is lied about is cheating, because like you're lying and hiding it for a reason. Not like everything, but like majority of things, especially when it comes to other people in a relationship, whether it's virtual, in person, or I don't want to say spiritually because that's freaking weird, but I don't know how else it would be, virtually or in person. So I did want to like read what I posted and kind of give you guys feedback on what you guys said. One of you guys cracked me the fuck up because it's so fucking true. So I posted, if he has an OnlyFans account and he never told you. So I didn't give details. It was very broad. Obviously, it could be a relationship, just dating, a marriage. That would be fucking wild because I'd be leaving that marriage instantly. So we asked, and I asked the ladies, but of course, you guys always love to give your opinion. The men still freaking want to like click a button on the poll. So break up with him. Who cares why? That was 50% of you guys. And there was like at least 10 or 11 people that said that. I'm not going to give the exact numbers, but you guys just said, fuck it, just leave, like, leave him. Who cares what the reason is? What the fuck? But it depends on his explanation was 39%. So that was pretty big. And 11% of you, I put other, please DM me. And only two of you or three of you actually DM'd me. The rest of you did not. So I was kind of like, okay, whatever. So one person, this is my favorite response, to be honest. No, because if he's not paying all my motherfucking bills, I'll be damned if a man is paying for another woman's. Absolutely not. That is the first and foremost thing. Why are you paying somebody else's income and not mine? If you're paying for everything and spoiling the shit out of me, okay, we'll have a conversation about this after. And then the other one was, nah, spend that dick money on me now, sir, which kind of along the same lines. And then a guy said he's for the streets. And then another guy said this happened to me. So shame on the person that wrote in, because I know exactly who the fuck you are. And I wonder if your girlfriend's still with you. I'm assuming so, because you do have a baby. What a weird situation to be in. Okay, anyways, so let's talk about it. I think I've already given my opinion. I don't think it's changed, if I'm being honest. I think, like I said, once trust is broken, it's very hard to move on with the relationship. I think I've been there, done that, like quite a few times in my younger days. And I'm not saying that I'm instantly going to leave the person, but I'm definitely gonna have a lot of questions why. A lot of things matter. Someone's going to just say like, you know what, he lied, that's it. But I think a lot of circumstances I would take into consideration, because I don't like to sex shame and I don't like to kink shame. And I've said this so many times on this podcast, like people sometimes don't know how to communicate these things. I think it just, what it would suck is if you guys have a very open relationship in the bedroom and you pretty much know everything about each other and you still didn't know this, I think that would be very hurtful. But if it's one of those things where like maybe you guys have very like boring vanilla sex and like maybe you're someone, like if you're the girlfriend, like you're not open to experimenting and now he has some weird shit that he's been looking up or he subscribes to, like you need to have a conversation with him. Like, what does that entail? Does he have a problem? Like, is he only like specifically asking and requesting for certain things? Is he not even requesting at all? Is the type you? Is it not you? Like, all these things matter to me. The overall arching issue though is the trust. The trust is now broken. Also, it matters, did this person like, did you already have a conversation about OnlyFans? Because I think a lot of people forget to have these boundary conversations in their relationships. But I know myself, like, I've been really good about that. I've really expressed my boundaries, like, in the dating stage previous to my boyfriend and I becoming exclusive and in a committed relationship. Because I wanted him to know what my expectations were. And if he wasn't down for it, that's where it's like, okay, you can leave then. Like, I get it. Some guys think that sliding in on a story is not cheating. Guess what? To me, that's emotional cheating. OnlyFans, cheating. Strip club, not cheating unless you lie about it and you're going often. I mean, anytime you're paying anything, any woman for anything sexual behind my back is cheating. What else? Flirting with somebody is cheating. That's emotional cheating. Anything physical is obviously cheating. So I have a lot of boundaries for myself. And some people might be like, that's too crazy. Okay, that's totally fine. Totally understandable. Respect your view. You're not my boyfriend. So I think that's super important that we all have these conversations prior to becoming exclusive. Because what happens is you don't have these conversations. Now you're in the relationship 6 months deep. Some shit happens and you guys are arguing and you can't forgive something that you can't forget. If that even makes it, you can't forgive something that, yeah, that you can't forget. So then you're stuck in the situation where it's like, I didn't know that. To me, that's not cheating. Okay, fair. To some people, it really isn't. So that's another reminder to you guys to discuss these conversations and have these talks with somebody that you're seeing, I wouldn't bring this stuff up like within the first like 3 to 5 dates. Unless you can feel the vibe and you guys are very open, go for it. I think it'd be okay to like over some drinks be like, hey, so like, have you been cheated on before? Ask them about that and be like, okay, so like, what are your boundaries? Like, what do you consider cheating? Even bring up, these are like super like common topics, is like, OnlyFans was really popular for a while. For me, there's a difference between porn and OnlyFans. Like OnlyFans, you're actually subscribing to somebody, you know who they are, you're chatting with somebody. That's different than going on a random porn website and using one video that you're probably never going to see again and then searching for another one the other day. Some people would still argue that porn's cheating. I know a lot of girls in my life that think porn is cheating. I personally do not, as long as you're not hiding it. If you are hiding it, it's a problem. If you're open with me, let's watch it together. Like, I just, it all depends on how your relationship dynamic is and how open you guys are with each other. So I think that's it. What was the other response? Okay, it depends. I think a lot of you guys did say like it does depend what he says. So that kind of like, I covered that with like my explanation personally. As for everybody else, like with the funny stuff, yeah, no, I 100% agree. Like, if you're not paying for me, why are you paying some other bitch? Like, does it make sense to me? Like, make it make sense. Like, that money could be going towards something for me or for yourself. Like, Jesus, like, I don't understand. So, okay, that was my other topic. So the next topic I think is going to be is, well, I guess the question I would ask people is, when you're in a relationship, what do you do if you're in a situation with your partner and something happens that I guess could make or break the relationship and you guys decide to work it out as adults? But you're somebody that needs to vent, and like, you obviously aren't just going to vent to your partner, like, but you don't want your friends and family to know what's going on. How do you go about that? And I think that's something I've also touched on in the previous episode where like I made a joke of like, once you tell your mom, it's fucking over, like it's over. So I know in the past, like I would tell my friends when my boyfriend cheated on me and like the shit that we were going through, and they'd hate him and they'd have all these issues. This is when I was like in high school, and it caused problems down the road. Mind you, I'm glad I told him because he was an actual piece of shit and I should have never taken him back. But I think like the learning lesson is that if you're going to like deal with some shit in your relationship and you're going to work it out, whether you should or not, and like the public opinion would be don't tell people, right? So what happens if you're like dealing with that internally? Like, who do you turn to? What do you do? Honestly, my first go-to is to say a therapy, to talk to like a therapist, but at the same time, not everybody can afford that. So it's kind of difficult. I think one thing for me, like I would say, is try journaling, writing your feelings, even if they're really, really dark and they're really, really like nasty about the person that you want to work it out with. And you just have all these like feelings built up of this like, what is it called? Like resentment, like that needs to come out. And I think, in my opinion, if you are actually serious about making this work, that needs to be vocalized to your partner. Maybe not the really ugly, nasty stuff, because maybe some of that, like, they'll never forget that you said that. But sometimes it's good to be honest with your feelings in that moment, especially if they did something really bad. Because at that point, it's like we all go through these stages of like hurt, whether, and like, I don't want to say grief, but like grief of losing the person that you thought that person was. Like, you get sad, you get emotional, you hate yourself, you hate the person, you get angry. Like, you go through these cycles of emotions and you just don't know how to like basically like deal with it, essentially. And I know I've been there before, and it's like really hard. Like I said, when I was younger, I went through like a serious relationship, like the most toxic relationship of my life, and it was just like, I can't even explain to you guys, so much cheating going on and so much heartbreak and so much betrayal and like just so many problems. And I told my friends, and I think my mom would know sometimes, but not like to the gravity of how bad it was. But then I internalized all of that by myself, and I had no one to go to tell them really like the worst shit that was going on. I think all of us have been there. I think all of us have hid really nasty truths about our relationships, our marriages, our friendships even. And we don't tell people because we're so embarrassed that we're still there. And I think it's like, okay, well, how do you, like, if you really want this to work and you think you can overcome it, well, how do you deal with that? Because you don't want to get into this dark hole where you lose yourself and you start to become depressed. Because I think that's what happened to me in high school. Like, there were times where I didn't even know who I was anymore. I look in the mirror and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, why am I allowing this person to treat me like I deserve so much better? And you don't know what to do. Like, you don't know how to deal. And that can lead to substance abuse. It did for me. Like, I'm not going to say I had a substance abuse problem, like I didn't have to go to rehab or anything. Like I stopped. But in that moment, I was drinking a lot. I was smoking a lot. I was like drinking till I blacked out. And this is like senior year to like first year of college. And I was having a lot of irresponsible sex with strangers. I'm just going to say it that way. Things that I have talked to my current partner about, and he knows that about me and what I've gone through, because I had to work through that on my own. And at the time, I didn't realize what I was doing to like really like self-sabotage, even like potential relationships that I could have entered at that time with other people who were good to me. I sabotaged those because I just didn't want to be happy with anybody because I was too scared to get hurt. So yes, during those times, it led to darker times. And I think that's what I want to tell people out there, because I know a lot of you have written in the past, like over the last 2 years of this podcast, about issues in your relationships, like asking advice about cheating and stuff. And I never really got follow up of like what happened. And like, if you're still in those relationships, which some of you are, because I know who you are, I hope you have somebody to talk to. Or even better yet, your partner made one mistake and they never did it again. Other than that, they're an amazing, loving person and they really fucked up, which, like I said, some people would just say you don't love the person if you do that. I beg to differ. I read a whole book. I think it's Esther Perel's the author. It's called State of Affairs, and it talks all about cheating in this book and how she believes that that isn't necessarily true. Like, she goes against the popular opinion of if you don't love somebody, or if you love somebody, you won't cheat. And that's what she doesn't believe, that because people make mistakes for other reasons of their own problems. And I think if you are going to forgive that person, they are going to change. Like, how do you navigate that? Like, can you actually go to your partner and tell them how you're feeling and like talk these conversations out? Because I think that's critical. And I never had that. I never had a partner where if we were going through something like that, like at the time with that guy, that I could sit there and like he actually wanted to change, and like we could walk through like what were the triggers, why did you make this mistake, do you understand why, like how are we going to move forward, how do we rebuild trust? Because rebuilding trust is like close to impossible in my opinion. I've talked to another couple recently. They're in a very like serious relationship. They're actually married now. They've been together like 8 years, and there was cheating in the beginning of the relationship. It was like, I don't know if it was once or twice, but it wasn't like an ongoing cheating. It just happened. And it was when they're younger, like early 20s. And I asked the girl like in the relationship, and I asked her like, you're married now. Like, what? How many years did it take you to trust him again for you to want to get married? Because I know how crazy I can be and how like, I don't want to say like skeptical, but I tend to have like a negative outlook on men's intentions. And I know that's not the healthiest thing, but 9.8 out of 10 times, I've always been correct about the situation. I'm waiting for somebody to prove me wrong. I mean, my current boyfriend has, but I'm just saying in general, like with people, like, I don't know, even people I know do shit and are shady. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm not calling anybody out specifically, but I just feel like I always call shit, you know? And this person told me that it took like 4 to 5 years to rebuild trust. And she told me that they're still at 85%, like to her, not him necessarily. I think he trusts her because she's never broke his trust. But she said that she's still at like 85%. And this is 4 to 5 years later, and they got married. And I thought about that, and I was like, well, fuck. Like, knowing how much I went through in high school, could I have, if he did want to change, could I have rebuilt that trust at that time? I don't think so. I think there's a level of like somebody makes one mistake and you can rebuild, and they're willing to show you, like maybe they give you your password. You guys share locations, like they're validating, they're reassuring you. They're trying to make up for it. They're never weird when you grab their phone. If you're like, hey, babe, like I saw this thing, actually, I don't want to sidetrack, but it reminds me. I watched this video of a therapist, a relationship therapist on Instagram, and they were basically giving advice to couples about, if you have nothing to hide and you have a safe relationship with your couple, with your partner, you are going to potentially date somebody that has trust issues from the past. And no matter how much therapy you can go to, like that's a lot of trauma, depending how you found out your partner cheated or betrayed you. Like, I know for me, it was pretty traumatic reading messages of my partner doing something, but I think I've heard stories of crazier things, like you walked in on it. You saw the act in front of you, or like it was your husband that cheated with your best friend or your sister, like something crazy like that. You don't come back from that, no matter how much therapy you have. So for those situations, like, well, how do you rebuild? Like, there has to be a way that you're like, I don't know. Actually, I can't even explain that, because honestly, I would not forgive somebody for that. It's just like way too crazy for me. But like, there's ways that you can like work with your partner where they can make you feel like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And this therapist basically said, what is the big deal giving up your phone? I think a lot of people have this whole like idea of like, if you trust me, you shouldn't need to be on my phone or have my password. Okay, let's just talk about that. I've been there and I said, I'm not giving my password. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. You're not having my location. Because I never shared my location with somebody until the current relationship that I am in. Can I honestly say that the entire time, all those other people in my life, that I was completely honest, and I don't want to say loyal because I hate that word, but was I being completely committed in that relationship? I was not. I didn't want them to have my password because I knew there were things that they would find that they don't like. I wasn't necessarily cheating, but there were, let's just say, things that I wouldn't want my partner to see. For example, maybe somebody complimented me and I responded back. Like, people would call that like micro cheating, which leads to actual cheating. Also, I think I was trying to prove a point at one point because I did have a controlling toxic relationship with my ex-boyfriend who controlled every aspect of me, even though he was cheating on me the entire time. But with this person that I'm with now, I have never been so honest in my entire life. I have never been so willing to give him anything that's going to reassure him that he is the only person that I am interested in and I want to spend the rest of my life with. And this therapist in the, sorry, I got off topic. The therapist in the video is basically saying like, your partner might want to come to you and say, babe, today I'm feeling a little insecure. I don't know what it is. Like, I just feel like I'm a little uncomfortable. Like, maybe they're like, oh, we haven't spent like any time together the last couple weeks. I don't know. I need to check your phone. Now, to some people, not be like, what the fuck? You need to check my phone? Like, that's crazy. But if there's nothing to hide and you love that person and you really have, like, there's nothing going on and you realize that you're with somebody that has, like, an anxious attachment style or they've gone through a lot of shit in their past that maybe they're not 100% healed from and you knew that going into this relationship, why not just give up your phone? Why not just tell them, hey, babe, I love you and what can I do better to make you not feel like that? What am I doing that's making you feel insecure? Have that conversation, be like, I'm going to give you my phone, but I just want to know so we can better our relationship and make it stronger. I don't understand why we can't all put our egos aside and do that, our pride aside. And maybe that's not something that you like, but like, are you hiding something? Like, I don't truly believe that someone who 100% has nothing to hide is going to react the opposite and not give their phone up. I can honestly say, like, my boyfriend can come to me at any moment and grab my phone. I don't care. I'm not even scared. I'm not worried. Like, he knows everything. He knows every person that tries to message me. And he doesn't ask for it. I tell him. He doesn't even care half the time because he trusts me. So that's really, like, the main thing I want to say about that. I know that was totally, like, another subject. But I think it's just really important that we're patient with people. But we also know what we're getting into. And I'll just end with saying, if you cannot rebuild that trust and you're going to keep accusing your partner or being crazy and not being able to like forgive what they did and throwing it in their face, which I have been there and done that, the relationship's not going to work out. And it might not be that person's fault if they're trying hard and you just can't get over it years later. It just might not work anymore. Some people break trust and you can never rebuild it again. It's over. Like, that's what it is. You can go to therapy, you can do whatever you want. It's just never the same because you now realize that the person that you fell in love with, like, they did something, they hurt you in the worst way possible. And I think that's even worse because I know people in my life who are way older than me, like generations older, who stayed with in marriages that the person had an affair and they still hold it against that person till this day. You cannot live like that. That is not good for your mental health, emotional health, even physical health. Because if anyone has been cheated on or anyone knows what it feels like to be betrayed by your partner, the one person that you love the most, that shit, physically, you feel it. Like, the anxiety, the hurt, like, to be able to not swallow, your stomach, the pit, the thinking what they're doing, like, that anxiety affects your body so much, it's ridiculous. I literally had gone through that for years, well, like, 2 to 3 years in high school. So I think everybody knows that feeling where it's like something's off or you know you're getting broken up with or you know that they're cheating. Like, that's the worst feeling ever. So I don't wish that upon anybody. But yeah, I think that's it. So I'm going to get into my advice segment now. Mm-hmm. out with the old, in with the new, out with the old, in with the new. Let's get it. Oh my God, my voice didn't crack. That's great. Okay. Okay. This one is kind of coming off the head or off the top of my head because I saw it a couple weeks ago. It's actually not recent. So it's kind of actually relevant to a conversation that Jesse and I had recently. And it has to do with basically like, I don't know the exact words. I don't have it in front of me. But basically the situation is you're in a relationship and your partner has the opportunity to make money selling articles of clothing. Are you going to allow it? I'm saying partner because low-key, this could be a man or a woman. Articles of clothing. So I know one of my friends back in the day, she sold her underwear. So that's an article of clothing. I don't know if people sell, I think people would sell shoes. I know there's like feet kinks where like they like to see like the shoes dirty, like socks. I don't know what else you would sell. I'm sure somebody would buy a bra, but like articles of clothing, would you have an issue with that? Old me would say yes, because old me was just a jealous bitch all the time. I think given my traumas, that's probably why. And so I would say, hell no, you're not doing any of that. New me is like, I don't give a fuck. Let's do it. Let's do it together. Like, let's have each other's account password. We're going to make money off this shit. We're going to finesse people. So that's definitely would be my answer. That's actually something that I've like thought about because I was like, you know, your girl was selling feet pics at one point with Drea. So I don't know. Been tempted lately, but then it's like, oh, it's just so much work. I know Jesse wouldn't mind giving me some extra cash that we can spend for date nights. Y'all just love my feet. I don't even know what to say. So you know where it is. Anyways, I think that's it. If you guys have any other advice questions, write in. We're at episode 97 right now. So big ones coming in a couple episodes and there's a lot to talk about that episode. So I'm actually looking forward to it, but I'm going to end it here. So subscribe to my YouTube channel. Spotify, Apple Podcasts is still up and running at Flings and Things with an N, not and. And you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Moni.Montenegro. And I think that's pretty much it. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.